Hello, I'm Tim Palmer. I'm running for City of Revelstoke Council.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Doesn't necessarily have to be about the municipality or politics, but a passion or a hobby, just so people can get an idea of who you are.
Yeah, so I've lived in Revelstoke for well over 12 years now and have enjoyed a long career in municipal affairs in various aspects. I particularly enjoy the lifestyle of Revelstoke, the hiking, the outdoor amenities, alpine hiking. Is kind of, I suppose, my passion is really that kind of thing. Just really enjoy being part of the whole Revelstoke experience.
And why are you running for a councillor position?
I'm rerunning again. This will be the second term because I feel that I have a lot to contribute to local government and to the other candidates, those that are going to be successful in running. Having been with municipalities for over 30 years, I have a lot of experience that I can bring to the table and understanding as to how the system works. I think importantly for this election is I'm the only returning candidate as a councillor from this past term, and I think that's going to be important for the continuity.
And why should people vote for you?
The experience, the knowledge that I have. I will look at issues, take issues, hard issues, think them through. I will be certainly taking consideration of a multitude of perspectives and try and work for the best solution for Revelstoke. So as a team player and working with the other councillors, whoever's elected, I think is a really important component that I bring to the table.
And what are some of the issues that you'll be focusing on if you get elected another term?
I think one of the biggest issues that isn't being flagged that I anticipate coming is the stresses of taxation as we go into a period of inflation in the community. There's been a lot of focus on housing, which is important, on our infrastructure, the roads, the condition of the roads, our other amenities in local government. But I think some of the hard issues that are going to be coming for us is in the financial side and making sure that we look after the taxpayer from many aspects.
How have you been preparing in the eventuality that you will be elected?
The continuum of information, I'm still abreast and very engaged. So in the council meeting 2 days ago, even though I was traveling, I made sure that I was engaged. I was bringing contributions, thinking about what does this transition mean with the old council still making decisions, important decisions that's going to affect our community. And then how does that transition happen for the new council? In addition to that, several meetings back, I put a resolution before council to engage into a strategic planning session as early as possible with the new council. And I think that's a really important aspect. So I'm already thinking about those ideas. How are we going to be ready? How can this new team of counselors get up to speed right away? How can we build our relationships? And actually look at what are we going to get done in the next 4 years. Typically, when you have a big turnover of council, it takes them a long time, the learning curve. And I think it's really important for us to really be focusing on what we need to get done in this term. And I'll do whatever I can to work with the other councillors and the mayor that's elected to make sure that we get focused and don't get sidetracked on too many issues and end up not getting things done.
And the candidates now, there's 12 in total for mayor and council, two women, one person is a visible ethnic minority. What do you think of this lack of diversity?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I actually made the comment to a friend of mine is saying, you know, where's the other gender? That's troublesome in many respects. And what are those barricades or barriers that are preventing people from standing up? We've spent, the current council spent some time looking at remuneration. We increased the remuneration, the idea to be able to attract a bigger diversity. And unfortunately, we're losing, I'm not sure that it's really working, quite frankly, the remuneration aspect. We're losing some of the business knowledge in the community. We're not getting the diversity and gender that was anticipated from making it, more equitable. I really don't have those answers, but I think it's a real big question that we have as a society as a whole. It's being more and more difficult decision for people to choose to run because of the social media and the burdens that come with that, the higher, more and more responsibility and accountability for those that run for office. I think that's a bigger societal question that we're going to be asking over the next several years.